Are you like 74% of salespeople who are frustrated because they expend lots of energy trying to increase sales, yet they are still not making what they think they are worth? Are you working harder trying to close sales? Some people with half the talent you have are earning much more. Watch this 3-minute video I made a couple of years ago, and I will explain what is happening to you and what you have to do to achieve effortless high performance. At the end, I'll be back to discuss steps you can take to start on the road to closing with confidence. Hi, I'm Dan Karamanik, author of the book, The Optimal Salesperson. And I'd like to take a minute to explain what being the optimal salesperson means and what optimal selling is all about. Look, on the surface, selling doesn't seem like a very hard job. After all you do is talk to somebody and see if you can get them to buy something. It doesn't require any specialized knowledge or any advanced degree or any physical attributes like being tall or having a lot of strength or stamina. But anybody who's ever sold for a living knows that selling can be one of the most exhausting and draining professions out there. And why is that? The reason it's so emotionally exhausting is because of what I call self-limiting beliefs or other hidden weaknesses. For example, if you have a need for approval, in other words, it's important to you that people like you. As a matter of fact, it's more important that people like you than that they do business with you. Anytime that you try to execute a sales technique that you perceive to be aggressive, you have to fight through that barrier. You're going to spend emotional energy. Or how many times did your parents tell you not to talk to strangers when you're a little kid, and now your boss tells you to go out and talk to 20 strangers today? Or we have to deal with things like rejection and talking about money when everybody knows it's not polite to talk about money. So these are emotional energy we have to expend in order to get to where we're going. So this is compounded by salespeople who are using outmoded sales techniques and archaic sales practices to try to further their profession. What it means to be the optimal salesperson is to systematically, one by one, eliminate these self-limiting beliefs. Beliefs, it's not okay to call on the end user, you have to call on a purchasing agent, or it's not okay to talk about money early in the sales process, or it's not okay to ask certain questions, or it's not okay to call on the CEO, you have to call on the purchasing department. So you have to systematically eliminate those self-limiting beliefs. That will allow you to execute more effective sales techniques. So simultaneously, you're working on eliminating those beliefs while you are improving the sales tactics that you employ. Eventually, what happens is you don't expend as much energy and you can have a much more efficient selling machine, you being the machine. So you're not wasting energy. You think of something to say and you say it. You don't have to fight through anything to actually say it. Eventually, selling becomes less and less draining. And eventually, you've reached a point where you are selling at a very high level, and you're selling at a level of what I call effortless high performance. If when you reach that point, you are selling optimally, and you have become the optimal salesperson.
Hi again. One of the best ways to start on the journey to effortless high performance is to invest $47 in my new mini course called Closing with Confidence. In this course, I will explain all the elements you need to be a master closer. As you heard, the first thing you need to be a master closer is a collection of empowering beliefs. These are things like belief in yourself, belief in the product, beliefs about who you can talk to and what you can talk about, and many more. But as you also heard, you need to combine the beliefs of the master closer with up-to-date and powerful sales techniques to get effortless high performance. In this course, I will cover the prerequisites to closing. In other words, what you need to have accomplished before you can even consider closing. We will cover the timing of the close. Close too soon and you look pushy, and too late and you may miss the opportunity altogether. The most important module is how to set yourself up for the close so that there are no surprises. This alone will increase your close rate by about 25%. We will also cover the inoffensive close and what to do when they balk. The course is 10 short lessons, but master them and you will no longer have prospects telling you that your price is too high. No more put-offs and prospects having to think it over. These and other problems are eliminated before you ever attempt to close. $47 is a small price to pay to find out how to close more and close with less emotional effort. Just click the link in the description below and get started. I look forward to working with you in the course.